listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Marvin Meredith Gymnasium on the campus of Russell High School here in Flatwoods, Kentucky. I'm Dan Manley, along with Ivan Rawls, getting ready for girls action between a couple of outstanding teams, Montgomery County at 10-3, Russell at 8-3, and these teams have met only a very few times in the history of the programs, but Russell actually leads the series 3-1 coming into tonight. Montgomery County is going to be without the services of Savannah Jarvis tonight because of an injury to her ankle. She's expected to be back by Saturday night. Let's head down right now. Ivan Rawls is standing by with the head coach of the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Coach Dustin High.
Thanks, Dan, here with the head coach for the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Coach Dustin High. And, Coach, you're coming off of what was a successful week in the Lady of the South Invitational Tournament, 3-1. You got to be feeling good with the results, knowing the type of field you were going against and just some of the adverse situations you were dealing with.
Yeah, and, I mean, we keep that train tonight. But going into the Lady of the South, knowing the draw, knowing what the bracket looked like, we knew we had a very difficult road. And I thought that the girls met the challenge, and we pretty much stayed shorthanded throughout the tournament. And I thought that they took care of, they controlled everything that they had control of, and they played hard, and it was a successful trip.
Continue to look for growth out of this team, especially for some of these young players. You got some of that last week. Talk about what successes, maybe in particular, you bring out of the whole holiday season.
Well, and just we were able to continue to, I believe, strengthen our depth, and we got quality minutes from a lot of people. And it's like you look at I thought Laura Lee had a really good tournament down in Bowling Green and gave us some really good minutes, and hoping to just continue to build on that and see how Sophie Fouch comes out of this injury from the JV game.
Yeah, you talk about injuries. Tonight you're without Savannah Jarvis as well. It's just one of those things, and all coaches deal with that over the course of a season. But you mentioned the play of Laura Lee Orison. What can a player like Laura Lee bring to this this edition of the Lady Indians?
Well, she's physically gifted, and when she's able to put those gifts to use and be able to apply them in a positive way, she really helps us. And she did that last week, and just hoping to kind of keep the momentum this week.
In this game of basketball, especially at the high school level, we talk about point guard play. If you got great point guard players, you're going to be in games. And this Russell program has been beneficiary of having one of the more outstanding point guards that we've seen in any time in girls basketball. Shannon Steele is a problem. Talk about her, and as a coach, when you're game planning to limit the effect on the ball game.
She's one of the top. She's one of the best players in the state, regardless of position and regardless of class. And she is a problem offensively and defensively, and the one thing that I've really always appreciated about her game, she's crafty around the basket, but she almost gets that first shot up just to go get the rebound. And keeping her off the glass and not letting her get that second one when you turn to see where the ball is going to be a big factor tonight.
This is one of a handful of games you got coming up. You're talking about potholes in the road. It doesn't get any greater than that when you talk about these next four games. This is the beginning of it. What are you wanting to see over this stretch of four games?
Hey, mainly just compete. Just compete. And don't even worry about the scoreboard. Play each play, do your job, and compete, and we'll live with the outcome of all of them.
Finally, Coach, biggest challenge you feel like tonight, being on the road against a really quality team?
Without Savannah, we're going to have to really get on the glass, and it's going to have to be a collective effort and take care of the basketball.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We're just this out of 14 minutes. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We return. We'll talk to the head coach of the Russell Lady Devils here on the campus of Russell High School. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Mandy Lane is the head coach of the Russell Lady Devils. She's out of midcourt right now with Coach Justin and I, the team captains and the officials. This Russell team is coming off back-to-back losses. They were 8-1, lost to Franklin County in the semifinal round of the Lady Invitational of the South, 62-55, and then fell to Henderson County, 53-52, in the third place game. Montgomery County, of course, had lost to that same Franklin County team rather decisively, but I don't know if we can read a lot into that. The final was 52-33. The Lady Indians just did not shoot the ball. They have not shot the ball real well. They are struggling from the three-point line, a team that we would have expected to be a good three-point shooting team, and I guess we'll still expect them to be a good three-point shooting team, but to this point in time, they have not been that way. So they could certainly use some of that tonight. This Russell team has always been a solid team on defense. Anytime the teams have met, they've allowed in 11 games an average of just over 40 points a game, about 43 points a game. And the Indians, so, hey, if you're Montgomery County, you say, hey, our defense has been pretty good. If the Lady Indians can get to 50 points, then I think it bodes very well for the Lady Indians tonight. They don't have to score a ton, but if they can get to 50, I think you have to certainly like the chances of this squad. Ivan Rawls is getting ready to catch up with Coach Lane here in just a minute. Talking about Shea Steele, she averages 21.3 points a game coming into this contest. But more importantly, I think, is the way she gets everybody involved. She's an excellent passer. She's the leading rebounder on this team from a guard spot. She shoots the three ball well. This is a team that has shot the three ball pretty well, about 32%. Montgomery County down around the 22% mark from the three-point range entering this game. So that certainly is one of the statistics that that we'll be watching coming up in tonight's contest. Coach Dustin High and Coach Lane are breaking up their conversation. Let's go to Dustin or to Ivan Rawls right now with Coach Lane.
Thanks, Dan. Here with Mandy Lane, head coach of Russell High School girls basketball. And Coach, this has been a good matchup in recent seasons between these two programs. And I know you're expecting a good quality opponent tonight. Both of you coming out of the Lady of the South Invitational Tournament.
Yeah, we played two top 25 teams in our last two outings, so I feel like they're also in the top 25, but that's the reason why you play these games, is to get better, and they're definitely going to make us better tonight.
As a player, you played with an outstanding point guard, and, Penny Gearhart. You've had the pleasure of coaching one of the best point guards we've seen in recent memory in the state. What's it been like to have Taylor Steele as part of this program, and what has she meant to the program?
I mean, she's done a whole lot to the program. She's been a pleasure to coach, like you say. She's a once-in-a-lifetime talent that most coaches get, and we're really excited for what she's going to do the rest of the season and beyond.
Talk about the development of this particular team and its quest to get a chance to get back to state.
Well, I mean, we continue offensively to get better. I feel like we have more weapons than we've had in the past. And defensively, we're just trying to get out the rust and get back to the traditional way that we're used to playing.
Anything that you learned about this team over the holiday break that you hope they continue on here in the back half of the season?
I really like the way that we were running our sets. I felt like our offense was much better. And also feel like our defense is starting to come together.
Did you get a chance to see Montgomery County last week? And if you did, what impressed you about this team that you're going to face tonight?
Yeah, I saw them play twice, actually. So straight downhill, they're coming at you. So we got to guard the ball, and we also got to guard Hayden Barrier. And Jarvis isn't playing tonight, but she's a special talent, too. But they really get after you on defense, and they really crash the boards.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mandy Lane, head coach of the Russell Lady Devils. We're here on the campus of Russell High School here in Flatwoods in the Marvin Meredith Gymnasium. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and when we return, more Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
We just had the playing of our national anthem here at the Marvin Meredith Gymnasium. The color guard just now leaving the playing floor here as we get ready for the Indians and the Lady Red Devils to battle. This Marvin Meredith Gymnasium, I'm not sure the year that it was built, but this Russell program, they produced 6 regional champions, both boys and girls, here at this school. It's been a proud basketball tradition. Marvin Meredith, one of the all-time winningest coaches in the history of boys high school basketball in Kentucky. And the girls program has followed and come right along, of course, for a long time. When I say a long time, up until the mid-1960s, Montgomery County was in the same region with Russell in the 16th. But it's that goes back a long way now since the teams have competed. But this is a proud program. This gymnasium is, they have refurbished it. It has a stage on one end, a wall on the other. The seating has been upgraded. Back not that many years ago, it's a nice place to play. Lighting is good. It's not a real large facility, but plenty large enough. They put chairback seats in on the far side of the floor from us, and we're located about midway up in the gymnasium. Lady Indians, the challenge tonight might be, fouls, because with a couple of players out, and Sophie Fouch is out and is warming up, but I don't know if she's going to be able to play a lot. Acts like she is, and hopefully she will be. Went down with a sprained ankle that did not look real good during the junior varsity game, but she's back out there, has had it taped up and ready to go. And again, Savannah Jarvis is out with a sprained ankle, expected to be back on Saturday night, 5 o'clock, when the Indians, Lady Indians will be at Clark County to take on the Lady Cards in a district game. Here, but we'll be back. We'll get the starting lineups and get this game underway tonight from Russell High School after we step out a couple of minutes. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We talked about Shea Steele averaging 21.3 points a game. Bella Quinn, another guard, averages 10.3, and Kennedy Darnell, who is a 5'7 sophomore comes in averaging 9.5 points a game. Those are the three leading scorers for this Russell team, which you could hear, you know, Mandy Lane, she stresses defense and has during the course of her career. Let's go to the public address announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right now
at this time, please direct your attention courtside for tonight's introductions. First, for the visiting Lady Indians of Montgomery County, a senior wearing number 23, Shaylin Harris. Freshman number 22, Bailey Warner. A senior number 20, Hayden Barrier. Senior number 11, Reagan Oney. And senior number 10, Allie Dillon. The Lady Indians are led by head coach Dustin High. Russell fans, on your feet as we meet your Lady Devils. Starting at guard, a 5'8 sophomore wearing number 10, Kennedy Darnell. At forward, a 5'10 senior wearing number 14, Courtney Fitzpatrick. At center, a 5'10 senior wearing number 5, Anna Sanders. At guard, a 5'3 senior wearing number 3, Bella Quinn. And at guard, a 5'6 senior bearing number 2, Shayla Steele. The Lady Devils are led by head coach Mandy Lane, assistant coaches Gary Morris, Kim Groves, Haley Sue Griffith, and Nicole Glasser, with team manager Addison Hambrick. Officiating tonight's game is Mario McKissick, Greg Stevens, and Kenneth Kegley.
Okay, we're ready to go. Montgomery County in their road blue with red numerals trimmed in white. The Lady Devils are in white with maroon numerals. A little bit of gold trim on the jerseys. Montgomery County will move from left to right on your dial here in this opening half of play. Harris in to jump up against Shaylin Steele. Harris with a height advantage, still very athletic though. And the tip is controlled by Shay Harris, got it back to Dillon, and she heads across the timeline, runs down the right side, hands it off to Warner, bounces it high to Shay Harris, and now Dillon takes it again, and the defense is a man-to-man for Russell. Here the ball knocked away, but Harris picks it up. Harris, top of the key, goes over to Barrier. Barrier turns and fires a three that's off the mark, goes out of bounds. It'll be Russell's ball.
So Montgomery County, you know, first shot, you know, a three-point shot. It was an open shot, but, you know, you run your offense. You'd like to get something a little closer to the basket to get yourself going.
Here with the ball, Quinn gives it off to Harris on the right wing, guarded by Oney. Goes a little give and go inside, going under, laying it up and in. And Fitzpatrick is wide open for a layup, and it's 2-0 Russell, and they ran great offense right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jalen still had a shot. But she got a better one. You know, she gave the ball fake and then hit Fitzpatrick right there at the basket.
Now it's a 2-3 zone for Russell. Montgomery County trying to adjust. Here's Warner out beyond the top of the key. Barrier on the left wing to Oney. Back over to Barrier. Warner setting up the middle, but there's a long three by Dillon. Montgomery County has taken 2 3-point shots, and neither one of them has touched anything before sailing out of bounds, and not a good start.
I heard a Montgomery County fan say, "Why are we taking them shots?" And it's like, those are two of your senior leaders on this team. They've got to do better against a team like this.
Here's Quinn with it. Quinn dribbles in on the left side, sends it off in the left corner. There's a three wide open on the way that is no good by Darnell. Rebounded by Barrier, who heads out of there with it. Met by Quinn, and she'll give it up to Oney. Oney looks back to Coach Dustin High. Yeah, that's a, there's a 2-3 zone. Hey, if a team's shooting 22% from three-point land, that's a reason to play a 2-3 zone, Ivan.
Well, especially when, you know, you've probably seen this team be impatient with trying to look to get the interior shots.
Here's Barrier. Now they've gone man-to-man. Driving in is Warner on the left baseline. Cut off, gives back to Harris. Harris fires a three up. That's no good. Rolls over the rim. Rebound. Steele had it. Lost it, but it's picked up by Darnell. Montgomery County 0 for 3. All three-point shots on the offensive end. Outside Steele fires a three up and good. And it's 5-0 Russell.
The defense had collapsed. Steele came out in rhythm. Had a little bounce in her step. Shot a great shot.
Here's Warner to Barry. There's a three-quarter court press, but Montgomery County breaks it. Left corner, here's Oney with it. Oney tries to drive in, going to go all the way to the basket, tried to force up a shot with a lot of contact. Didn't happen. Saunders comes away with the rebound. Russell comes down. Steele will be on the top of the key. Spinning, weaving, bounces it down inside. Working in there is Sanders, gives it back out to Quinn, and they'll reset the offense. Montgomery County man-to-man defensively. Sanders takes it, hands it off to Steele. Steele against Warner, drives around her, goes up inside, puts it up and in. Montgomery County could use a quick timeout, I can tell you. 7-0 Russell. 4:56 to play here in the opening quarter, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Russell's made three of four shots here in the opening 3 minutes of the game. Montgomery County has missed all four, and three of them have been three-pointers, and the net result, a 7-0 Russell lead to begin the game, and Russell with Steele on the point, a 1-2-2 press that's extended just beyond the midcourt stripe. Oney gets it across the timeline. Her pass is deflected. Barrier is able to go back and rescue it. Knocked away again. Finally gets it back to Oney. Oney will dribble down. Oney all the way across the timeline. Might have gotten away with a walk. Down to Barrier. Barrier dribbles inside. Goes right side. Dillon for three. It's good.
And that time they got a shot off with the Russell defense not set.
Yeah, that was a wide open three. I didn't mind that three.
No. I mean,
not just because she hit it. I mean, it just looked more natural than the others.
You had an advantage at the basket.
There's a three on the other end that's up and no good by Darnell. Rebounded by Shea Harris, and the Indians will come down and try to get closer in this 7-3 deficit they face. Darnell is guarding Barrier. Harris over to Dillon on the right wing. Now here's Barrier. Drives in, gives back to Harris, a wide open three left of the key that's no good. And the rebound, Steele goes down and gets it for Russell. They run the floor and go down and get an easy one. Darnell beat the defense down, lays it up and in, and it's 9-3. Long pass down to Oney, who drives for the basket and got the shot blocked. But
Sanders on the line when she blocked
Sanders. I thought they might have called a foul, but no. They're on the rebound. Sanders was stepping on the inbounds line. Warner's going to come out now as Fouch is in there. Entry pass. Harris, a three out of the left corner. That's an air ball. Rebound lost out of bounds by Oney. It'll be played by Russell.
maybe it was something about the trip. Maybe he took it out of him, Dan. This doesn't look like the team we saw prior to the Lady of the South. Invitational.
Montgomery County's gone to a 1-3-1 zone. Dillon on the point. Steele drives through it, finds a wide open Quinn in the left corner for a three. Good. And it's 12-3, Russell.
She makes it look simple, doesn't she? She just really makes the game look simple.
Has she made a commitment, Ivan?
Not that I last checked. I know she had a few big time D1. Power Conference, Boston College was one I know that was really after her early on. but I haven't heard of a commitment.
Oney on the left wing. They go to Dillon, who's at a high post. Almost lost it. Trying to recover, then loses the ball. Turnover. Quinn heads down the left side, stops into the game. We have Oborn, O-B-O-R-N-E. Gabby Oborn, who's in the lineup right now. Here's Steele out of the three-point line. Oney up on her. Gives to Oborn. Right back to Steele, who will move out into the center circle. Now, goes behind the screen, drives into the lane, angles herself in, missed the shot, and on the rebound, Fouch with a good rebounding position, and coming up over her back was Courtney Fitzpatrick for the foul, and Montgomery County will have the ball.
And I just looked it up. She did commit. She committed to Penn State. So, going to Big Ten.
Here's a pass to Steele in the offensive end. Goes over to Oney. Oney just holds the ball out near the left hash. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Montgomery County is down 12-3, and they're looking in at this 2-3 zone, trying to get everybody set. Fouch comes over on the right wing. Nobody in the middle right now. Harris actually is somewhat in the middle down low, but that defense, that zone's really packed in. Here's Barrier backing away near the center circle, and Lady Indians not making shots and not able to get good shots. Goes inside to Fouch, back out to Barrier. She drives right side, sends it to Dillon, her three out of the right wing. No good. Rebound. Oney back up. Missed the shot. Oney gets the rebound again. Trying to clear, hands it to Barrier. He puts in a little short jumper that's no good. And then we get a foul.
Oh, that's a terrible call.
That's going to go on to Harris.
They called that on Harris that she charged, but the defender came into her space. I mean, that was a terrible call. The defender and Darnell jumped towards Shea right there, and there was no verticality. There was no guarding position there.
Montgomery County's gone back to a man-to-man. Dillon defending Quinn. Warner with the defensive assignment on Steele. Steele, oh, what a great ball fake, goes up from 15 feet. Missed a shot, though. The rebound lost out of bounds by Montgomery County. It'll be played by the Lady Devils. Montgomery County, now 1 of 11 from the field. Steele, down to Quinn, back to Steele, fires a three left wing. Shot no good, good block out, but it allows Oborn to get the rebound. And there's a steal by Barrier. Barrier coming down, working one on two, goes all the way in, gets her shot blocked, and then we get a whistle and a foul.
It's going to be on Harris.
And Harris is going to pick up her second foul.
Harris, her second team foul, number two. Returning to the game for a whistle, number 14.
Oney comes out as she's replaced by Warner. Russell makes a couple of changes. And Russell, with 45 seconds to go in this quarter, Montgomery County, Dillon hit a three, and that's been it for Montgomery County's offense. Here, penetrating, left side, driving through the lane, but unable to get a shot away as Oborn goes down the baseline, making a move, headed to the basket, flipping it up and in with the left hand is Darnell. Darnell with 4 points. It's 14-3. Here's Harris. Her shot, her pass is blocked out of bounds.
And you're seeing the difference, really, Dan, these two teams, especially one having a prototypical point guard, just in the passes that are being delivered and how they're reading the defense.
There's a bad pass by Barrier. Quinn races down, a little stop and go, goes under the basket, gives out. Darnell, an open three is good. And this thing is already getting out of hand. It is 17-3. As the first quarter comes to an end. All Russell here tonight, and we'll be back with second quarter action coming up in just a minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Russell made 7 of 12 from the field there in that first quarter. The Indians made 1 of 12.
Yeah.
And that'll get you behind 17-3 after a quarter of action. And I mean, the offense, well, again, the three-point shots, they came into the game hitting only 22%. So it's not like they had something to hang their hat on, but they have come in, and Montgomery County has made only 1 of 7 threes here early. Steal, left corner, Darnell, an open three. No good. Rebound. Oney had it knocked away by Steele, and Montgomery County will play it.
You know, Steele commands attention. You know, there's two players having to go to her every time she has the ball in her hands, and she's going to find the open person.
And the Lady Indians defensively or offensively just not been able. There's Fouts, though. Fouts got knocked down by Darnell and knocked the ball out of bounds. Montgomery County gets the ball back, but the official didn't even.
Oh, dang, I thought he caught a foul. I didn't mark. Oh. I marked Fitzpatrick with a foul right there. Oh, man.
There's Barrier and Dillon outside. Warner. Now Fouts goes down and fires a three from the right side that's no good, nowhere close. And the rebound is taken by Quinn. So coming down, stepping through, Darnell, little flip shot underneath is no good, but the rebound is taken. They get it back. Darnell, right corner steal, and she buries a long three. She has 8. And it's 20-3, and that's now a 13-0 run going for the Red Devils.
And right now, the Lady Indians are getting what they asked for by the way they played.
Here's Oney. Sends it right corner. There's a quick three that's put up no good by Dillon. There's no attempt, really, to try to work the ball in. Another missed three, and quickly down, leg it up and in. Is Fitzpatrick with a wide open layup. It's 22-3, and Montgomery County takes a timeout. And we'll be back in just a minute. 6:44 left here in the first half.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dan Manley, Ivan Rawls with you from the Marvin Meredith Gymnasium at Russell. And the Red Devils are up by 19. We've played 9 minutes. It's 22-3. Barrier, double team. Bad pass, but it's only tipped out of bounds.
If the Lady Indians don't get going, there will be people asking for refunds. They thought they were going to see two top 20 caliber teams here tonight.
Again, the 2-3 zone. Warner, Barrier. It goes to Dillon, who drives for the basket, and there's a lot of contact in there. No call. Warner does come up with the ball back, so Montgomery County still has it. And then down the corner, they throw it away. Laura Lee Orison is checked into the game. That's Montgomery County's only the third turnover, but Russell has only one. And the Red Devils will come down trying to add to a 22-3 lead. I mean, we haven't seen this before.
No, this is
new ground.
Yeah.
Steele. Behind the screen, keeps a dribble, goes for the basket, sends it back out on the perimeter. A three is up. It's no good. And we get a jump ball. Warner gets tied up by Steele, and Montgomery County will have a chance to play the ball. That was Bethany Allen, a junior, who missed that three-point shot just checking into the game. Here's Barrier trying to dribble between and does. Sends it to Dillon. Five backs up and fires a three good. Dillon is hit a pair of threes and almost gets a mock cheer and quickly down going under. Gabby Oborn beat the defense down, laid it up, and Montgomery County is going to take another timeout. It's 24-6 with 5:39 left in the first half of play. So timeout on the floor. We'll be back in just a minute.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Lady Indians with the ball. Again, they look at this three-quarter court press. They get it across the timeline. There's Warner with it on the left wing against Steele. Falls down but keeps the dribble. Hands it off to Barrier. Barrier floats in the right corner. Orison, she threw a bad pass, but it only gets knocked out of bounds. Montgomery County will get to play it.
Yeah, just telegraphing passes is...
Well,
this Russell team is—they're going to overplay you now.
Yeah, they're playing at a speed that's quicker than anything Montgomery County's doing. So everything's a struggle on offense. Dillon goes into the middle, pops out on top. Here is Oney with it, looking for a place to drive through. Feeds it over to Barrier. Barrier back to Dillon. Dillon fires a long three, top of the key that falls short, goes out of bounds to Russell.
Man. Looks like a wounded animal we do right now. I mean, we
got 5 minutes to go in the first half, and the Lady Indians have 6 points on the board on a pair of Allie Dillon three-pointers. Here's Steele. Quinn. Steele gets it back, top of the key against the man-to-man. There's a three, right side of the key that's good by Darnell. And it's 27-6. That's the biggest lead. 21 points. Here is Warner. Tried to drive between a pair of players, and we actually got a foul called, and that was much less than what we've seen a lot. Not that to indicate the officiating has been a big factor in this game, but they've let them play pretty much. That was pretty ticky-tacky there. Bounce comes in as Orison goes out. Barrier. Hurricane needs something close to the basket. They need a two-point field goal. And I'd rather see that than a three right now, Ivan.
Yeah, they need two-point attempts, you know. I mean, let alone a basket. They just need to get some attempts inside the arc.
Here's Oney. Warner. Back to Oney on the left wing, trying to drive. Gets it knocked away. That's probably a steal, a foul on steal, but it's a turnover and a lead pass ahead. Holborn actually stepped out of bounds down there, and they didn't call it. Steele gets the ball back. Goes in the right corner. No shot there. Steele fires a three right of the key. It's no good. And the rebound is battled for. Montgomery County fighting. Warner. I thought she had it. Finally got a jump ball call. It'll be, the ball will belong to Russell.
Return to the game for Russell, number 14, Courtney Fitzpatrick.
Quinn and Fitzpatrick come back in for Russell. So Coach Mandy Lane has a good little seven-player rotation going right now. Russell's ball underneath their own basket. 3:44 to play here in this first half. Entry pass is made in the lane to Fitzpatrick. Now Steele will try to set the offense. Nobody really challenges Steele. Nobody thinks they can take the ball away from her. Steele sends it through a bad pass, picked off by Dillon, and then in backcourt, Steele is called for the foul. Steele looks like she can't believe it. That's her first. Third team foul. Harris is going to come back in. She has two fouls, but 3:30 left in the half. She'll come in for Warner.
This is a game where you really like to see Shay just start commanding attention to get the ball on the interior.
Dillon dribbles across the timeline, sends it to Harris. Harris over to Barrier. Barrier drives for the basket, flips it up, and it goes in. Barrier driving for the basket. First 2-point field goal comes with 3:10 to play. And now Quinn inside. Threw a bad pass, but Steele able to go rescue it deep in the right side. Steele long cross-court pass to Quinn. Hands it in the corner. Holborn couldn't get a shot. And now Barrier comes over to Steele. Barrier goes all the way down, spins, weaves, goes up and missed the left-hand shot. And Fouch gets it and puts it back up and in.
Great follow-up by Associate Fouch there.
27-10, a 4-0 run for Montgomery County. And that's big when you've only scored 10 in the first half. With 2:38 to go, Quinn to Steele. Only right up on her. Over the left side, Holborn. Quinn. Dillon defending her, and now Steele takes it. Steele on the dribble. Goes to the left side. Cuts back right, goes out. There's a three-point shot on the way. Good. Wide open out there was Hannah Sanders. And the lead back to 20 at 30-10. 2:11 to go. Oney goes for the basket, steps through, and gets fouled. I hate to say it, Ivan, but those are all a little bit too late. Those types of calls. I thought there could have been some of those earlier in the game that might have made a little difference, but that's the second on Fitzpatrick, so she leaves the game now.
Timeout, Russell.
Russell's going to take a 30-second timeout. 2:08 to play here. First half, Russell up 30-10, back in a half minute.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
.208 to go as Montgomery County gets ready to inbound the ball down underneath their own basket. Looking for any kind of spark here down by 20 at the end of the first half. Here is Dillon looking. Nobody to go to. Sends it out deep to Harris. Top of the key. Harris puts it on the floor. She gets cut off but keeps the dribble. Puts a shot up, no good, goes after her own rebound, doesn't get it. And Fouch gets a rebound. Wow. Now they're really letting him play hard in there. Here is Harris.
Oh, that's the second time the defender jumped
Harris
in.
Has been called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, and it was the second. That's why Coach Dustin Hines upset, because the defender's jumping into her. She can't help but engage him with the shoulder because they've jumped into her. That was two fouls caught on her tonight in the same fashion.
Minute 45 to go in the half. Here is Darnell driving for the basket, gets her shot blocked, and Barrier comes up with it. Heads back the other way. Didn't have a chance to get anything in transition, though. Here is Oney, drives for the basket, goes in on the right side and got bumped. Ooh. I got a call for traveling. Yeah, she got bumped by Steele. That would have been Steele's second foul. Minute 23 to play in the half. Steele driving on Oney. Oney trying to cut her off. They double her. She's trapped in the corner. She walked. I call a foul on Oney there, and it was pretty obvious that Steele had walked.
I have no words for a few of the calls I've seen here tonight.
Here's Steele, and Steele is fouled by Oney, and that's her second.
Yeah, the officials have kind of lost this. I mean, you got a team in Montgomery County. They obviously are frustrated, but these officials are not helping the situation right now.
Mays is coming in for Montgomery County. Reagan Mays, the seventh grader. She's going to try to guard Steele. Steele wide open, left side, a three is in and out. Rebound taken down and back out to Quinn for a three. It's no good, and Barrier has the rebound. Barrier brings it down. Going to try to work toward the basket, but couldn't. Here is Dillon. She drives in, goes all the way, and is going to be fouled and will shoot two with 47 seconds to go. Bethany Allen gets her first foul. This will be the first time anybody's been to the free throw line in the game. Dillon will be up there to shoot a pair of shots. And the free throw rolls in. Dillon with 7 points. Seven of Montgomery County's 11. And the free throw is good again. 30-12. Quinn in the offensive end. A little early to play for one, but we'll see what Russell does. Quinn dribbling right side against Barrier. Darnell comes out to get it. Mays with her. That's a big assignment for the seventh grader. Now Steele, top of the key. A little give and go inside and put up and in.
I'm surprised
by Sanders.
They let Sanders get away with all that movement and didn't call a moving pick.
32-12, 16 seconds to go. Here's Warner at a high post. Warner goes for the basket. They're just not going to call anything.
Yeah, everything, and granted, you know, they have some length on the inside with the...
Warner missed his shot. Montgomery County gets the ball back on the rebound, but again, a lot of contact.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that happen at least three or four times.
Warner out to Barrier, 6 seconds to go. Back to Dillon and Steele, knock down Warner.
Yeah.
That'll be her second, but really should have been her third foul. And Montgomery County will shoot free throws. It's going to be Bailey Warner who goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
Montgomery County shooting bonus, Bailey Warner.
Warner has not scored in the game so far, shooting two, up and in. Now Steele will come out of the game with those two fouls, only 4.6 seconds to go. In the half, it's a 19-point lead, make it 18. 32-14. Quickly down, there's a Allborn for a long three that's no good. And that'll bring the half to an end. Montgomery County got down early, 7-0. Trailed 17-3 at the end of the quarter, behind 22-3, and then 27-6, and they're down right now by 18, 32-14. We'll see if they can mount any kind of a comeback in the second half. We'll be back with halftime scoring and stats after we step out a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Welcome back here to the Marvin Meredith Gymnasium here at Russell. Dan Bailey and Ivan Rawls, and it's halftime, and the Lady Indians are down 32-14. And Ivan, I'm not really sure exactly what we expected coming up here tonight, but it certainly hasn't been what we've seen.
Well, I expected my 2024 to get off to a better start than what it has. I was looking forward to this stretch of game for the Lady Indians. Coming off of, you know, what was a successful campaign over the holiday break. You know, you had a championship at the Gateway, and you won three out of four games at the Lady of the South Invitational to then come and see this. I don't know what it is. I mean, I really don't. This is not the team that we had seen the last couple of weeks coming into the new year. And I know it's frustrating, Coach Dustin High. Yeah. You're without one of your key players in Savannah Jarvis. But you've been without key players the last few games. You know, you were without Shea Harris last week with illness. And you've been able to fight through it. And that's the thing about, you know, watching tonight. Just, again, the lack of, what do you want to say, energy, you know, focus at times. You know, you should be charged up for a game like this. You know, I'm a type of person, when I play, it didn't matter if it was in the backyard. I'm about competing, you know. And I thought we saw that out of the Lady Indians, you know, going back to the Cooper game in the second half, another game where they were competing. Tonight, I haven't really seen that yet, you know. And I'm like, you know, where is that? Who's going to bring it tonight? Who is going to be upset with being down 18 at the halftime, looking the way that they have in the first half, and, you know, settling for those jump shots? Just, you know, I don't get it. You know, you heard me say last week in covering the boys last week, I said, you know, basketball players should be forced to take statistics as a class, you know, so they understand statistics and probabilities and things of that nature, because what we saw, especially in that first period tonight on Lady Indians, those threes they were taking, I mean, they were taking 30-foot bombs in a couple of cases. They just were ill-advised shots. Going against a team that you know is going to be sound in that operation. You know, you're talking about Mandy Lane, who played for Coach Hop Brown back at West Carter and on that championship team in 2000, who has a point guard that is absolutely a true point guard in the truest of sense.
Well, let's look at the numbers for you. For Russell, it was Kennedy Darnell, a sophomore, leading the way with 10 points, hit a pair of threes. 8 for Shea Steele, the senior. 5 points for Hannah Sanders, another senior. 3 points for Bella Quinn, a senior. 4 points for Courtney Fitzpatrick, a senior. 2 points for Gabby Oborn, a sophomore, and you had Bethany Allen, a junior, who played but did not score. So 10-8-5-4-3-2, the point totals for the Russell Lady Red Devils. For Montgomery County, only 14 points, and Allie Dillon has 8 of those. Dillon was 2 of 7 from the field, 2 of 5 from 2 of 6 from the 3-point line, and 2 of 2 from the line to score those 8. Barrier 1 of 4 from the field for 2. Bouch was 1 of 3 from the field for 2. Bailey Warner missed her only field goal, but 2 of 2 for the free throw line. Oney was 0 for 4 from the field, but those were tough inside shots. There was a lot of contact going on. And Shea Harris, likewise. Shea Harris, 0 for 5 from the field. Did not score, and Laura Lee Orison played, but did not put up a shot. So Dillon with 8 of the 14, but it's all Russell right now. 32 to 14, the Lady Devils with the lead. We'll have the other statistics for you. First, let's step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
In that first half, Montgomery County made 4 of 24 from the field, 16.7%, 2 of 11 threes, that's about 17%, a little bit better, 4 of 4 from the line. Russell, 13 of 26 from the field. They were 50%. They made 40% of their threes, 6 of 15. Did not shoot a free throw. Montgomery County wins the rebound battle 16-15, turnover 6 on the Lady Indians and 3 on the Lady Devils. So just, I don't know. It would be interesting to know what Coach High, we'll find out after the game maybe, what he told them at halftime, because I don't know. I don't know what I would have said if I were the coach.
I may not even gone in there if it was me. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I have no answers. Y'all got to figure it out. You know, obviously the game plan I had coming into the game, y'all didn't want to do, you know. Y'all go figure it out. You know, sometimes you got to do that. You know, sometimes you got to, like, how much does it mean to you? You think you know better than me? I've taken 3 early timeouts in this ball game to try to correct your wrongs. But, you know, you were very persistent in the way you wanted to play this ball game.
Well, we're going to find out. Second half underway in 30 seconds.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with 2 new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Here we go, Montgomery County, right to left on your dial here in this second half. See if changing directions will make any difference. And Russell is going to go man-to-man defensively. Here is Dillon, guarded by Steele. Harris outside. Fitzpatrick with her. Steele drives for the basket, flips it up, and it rolled off. And the rebound is battle for Fitzpatrick. He is the player who comes out there with it, and then as they battle for it, Dillon was out of bounds as she came in contact with the ball, and it belongs to the Lady Devils.
You love the attack of the rim there by Shea Harris. She tried to get something at the rim.
Here's Quinn against the Montgomery County man-to-man defense. Fitzpatrick working against Harris. Oney guarding Steele. And there's the ball knocked away. They took it away from Steele that time with a double team. Montgomery County has it. Long pass down to Dillon. Dillon goes for the basket, goes under, lays it up with the left hand, no good. Oh, you gotta make those when you're down as the Lady Indians are. And Harris back the other way, goes all the way in, lays it up and in with the left hand. Made it look so easy, and the lead is back to 20, so two possessions go for naught.
Yeah.
Here's Dillon, going to go for the basket up in the lane, no good.
You knew they were going to call a charge on it, even though I don't think it was, but you knew they were going to call it.
Dillon gets her first foul. I don't know how that could have been a charge. She was going, you had to see it. She was going across the court. She wasn't attacking the basket. And here is Fitzpatrick to Steele. Steele picks up the dribble, gives to Quinn. And now Darnell takes it. Darnell driving for the basket. Cut off. Fitzpatrick, Steele. They'll be so patient. Steele looking. Now she'll go on the dribble against Oney. Looks for an opening. Fitzpatrick comes out to screen for her. They have a double team, and Harris is called for the reach in.
That particular official has just been lazy on the last couple of
Harris gets her fourth foul.
I like what Coach High's doing. He's on that official because that official's just being lazy right now. I'm just calling it what it is.
So Harris sits down inside. Steele goes up from 10 feet, knocks down a jumper. Steele with a dozen, and it's 36-14. Bouch in the game now for Montgomery County, and Russell's gone back to that three-quarter court zone press. There's the ball tipped, a turnover, barrier, a little bit lazy. Darnell goes for the basket, and Warner blocked the shot, but a foul call on Warner. That'll be two shots coming for Darnell.
Really interested to see Shaylin Steele at the next level and how she's able to play. You know, she's very strong built. She's not quick, you know, and, you know, I just wonder how that's going to translate at Penn State and Big Ten basketball. But, boy, she's definitely strong. She makes this high school game. You play at her pace. She doesn't play at your pace. She plays at her pace.
Darnell has a dozen points, makes a pair of free throws, and the lead is now 24. 38-14 with under six to play in the third quarter. Warner in backcourt throws it down there, and almost it is lost. Another turnover on Montgomery County. Three here early. Quick pass down to Steele. Goes under, lays it up and in. Who's got 14, and it's 40-14. And I tell you what, wave the white flag in this game. Barrier for Montgomery County, top of the key. Wants to drive. Looks. Gives over to Fouch. She penetrates. Gives over to Warner, who drives on the baseline and puts it up and in.
See, why was that not a foul? You know, because Sanders hip checked her when she put that up.
40-16, your score. 5:08 left here in the third period. Quinn out beyond the top of the key says, let me try a three, and it's no good. And the rebound, Fouch goes in there and picks it up for Montgomery County. Barrier brings it down. Barrier looks, feeds over to Dillon. Allie puts it on the deck, goes up from 15. She gets knocked down with no call. Fitzpatrick, the rebound. Quinn off to Darnell, lays it up, no good. And on the rebound, it comes down there and is gathered in by Sanders. And there's a three put up, no good, by Steele. Ball knocked out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it.
Return of the game for Russell number 11, Gabby.
Now, on that last shot by Allie Dillon, not only did she get knocked, she got hit, clobbered on her elbow when she shot the ball, and it was just kind of like, nothing happened.
Here's Dillon. Dillon double teamed, gives to Warner. Warner backs her way in, spins, weaves, puts it up and in.
Nice strong finish again, that nice reverse move.
40-18. Steele goes down, missed the shot. Battle for the rebound, loose on the floor. They save it, and we get a whistle and a foul.
And they're going to call it on Warner.
Warner gets her second. That's four fouls on the Indians. in the first 4 minutes of the second half. None for Russell. In he comes. Here's Quinn, and Steele sets her up for a three that's no good. Barrier comes away with a rebound. Barrier runs down, keeps a dribble, goes all the way in, puts it up off the glass, good. Barrier, only her second field goal. 40-20. Indians have scored six in a row. Steele driving on only, and she pushed off.
Yeah, they got her with the little flipper there.
And they did call the offensive foul on Steele. That's her third. That was one of those the official had nothing else to call. There was no contact except for the extension of Steele's left elbow into Oney.
I'm at least glad he woke up that time. I thought he'd been a little lazy on his last few whistles that he blew.
3:40 left to play in the third quarter. It's 40-20. Oney down to the right side, looking in, throws it back out. Fouch takes it. It got deflected. Fouch able to recover. Now Oney. Oney looking. Oney puts it on the floor. Moves in, goes up inside, and flips it up and in.
Nice strong move by Reagan Oney.
Her first two. It's 40-22. The Lady Indians have scored eight in a row. 3:10 to play now. Here on the out on the perimeter with the ball is Allen. Now Holborn gives to Darnell, drives. Right side, and that's an offensive foul. I mean, Dillon got elbowed in the gut, knocked down. There's a three by Quinn that's bouncing in.
Wow. And I looked at the official on that contact on Dillon down underneath the basket, and he was just like, get up. I mean, that was not a flop.
Here's Dillon. Dillon back, spins, weaves, goes in, and we get a foul call there. And it's going to be on Darnell. That's the second foul of the second half. 2:35 to go, and it comes to Warner deep in the left corner. Now they set up Dillon out of the left corner for a three, good. Dillon says, I'll just have to go ahead and put up a shot way out here before, rather than drive it to the basket. 43-25, timeout on the floor. 2:26 left, third quarter. We're back in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
We've got 2:26 left to play here in this third quarter. The Lady Indians are down by 18 at 43-25. They've shown having a little fight. It was 40-14. Here is Holborn to Quinn. You got Steele out of the game momentarily, and there's Oney going for a steal, gets it, goes down, lays it up and in. Reagan Oney with her second field goal. 43-27. Here, Darnell, they've got her double. Gets rid of it to Quinn. Quinn sends it down under the basket, and there's a foul that they didn't call, and then the shot is missed. Boy, these guys must have an engagement there. It's going to be Russell's ball.
They're trying to get up the street, the Taco Brothers.
I don't know what's going on, but that, I mean, Montgomery County, clear foul there. Russell, they give him the ball back. Here is Darnell for a three that is no good, and the rebound is taken by Dillon. Dillon running down, stops, is back to Barrier, fires a long three, good.
Well, that's the shot you want right there. You know, trailing the play right there, Hayden Barrier able to step into a three.
43-30. Henry County in that half-court trapping defense. Down there is A jump shot put up that is no good by Oborn. Rebounded by Darnell back up, and it's no good. And they're fighting it. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Fouch got clobbered.
Wow. They're going to call two. They've caught two technicals here. One, I think, on maybe Reganoni, and one on Fitzpatrick, I think.
The officials missed the call there.
Again, that was.
We got 1:14 to play in the third quarter. We got a long way to go in this game.
Yeah.
And
Reganoni admitted just now to Coach Saunders that she got teed up. She said, "I got teed up." Because she went in to defend her friend, Sophie.
Sophie Fouch. We're not really. We're trying to see exactly what they've called.
We know they've called two technicals, but what was the whistle for? The initial whistle, what was that for? Because I don't know that I've seen that. Yeah, and see, that's what, Coach. That's what I'm asking. What did you blow the whistle for? What was the whistle blown for? They've never said that. They just called you technicals, but you blew the whistle to stop the play. And Coach High has a legitimate argument, and the official can't explain it. See, this is what gets me mad about with officials. Because he knows he's wrong, and that's why the official is not teeing him up, because they know they're wrong.
Well, at the end of the day, the Indians get the ball with 1:13 to go. No shots are fired up there. Oney's got three fouls now. We do know that. And here is Dillon. Hands it off to Oney.
But Montgomery County loses the possession arrow, I think, because of that.
Here is Fouts deep in the right corner. Here driving is Oney. Goes for the bucket, and we get a jump ball.
And he caught a jump ball, so now they're going to get the ball right back. See, Montgomery County gained nothing in all of that. And all of that, Montgomery County gained nothing, Dan.
52 seconds to go. Let's see if the Lady Indians can get a stop here and have the ball to begin the Steele is back in the game.
Yeah, she's back in the game.
They got her double teamed.
She was dead, too.
And she's fouled by.
And Reganoni picks up another foul. I think that official is kind of taking some things personal. And you can't do that as an official.
Honey gets her fourth foul, and Orzin's going to come into the game. And Steele is going to get to shoot a pair of free throws. So that's a tough stretch for Montgomery County. Free throw is no good. Because it all started really with Fouch getting fouled.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
You know,
and they didn't call it.
And then when you can't
explain it. And then they blew the whistle.
And then you can't explain it. And then
she makes the second free throw.
There's nothing
more, 15 points.
More frustrating than that.
44-30. Barrier down to Orison. Drives the right baseline. Cut off. And lost the ball. Just drove into no man's land. Steele coming back. Steele works it toward the basket. It's cut off. Sends it over in the corner. Quinn firing a three up good.
And that's what makes it different. Steele comes back in this ball game, and it just changes everything.
47-30. There's Dillon having to, well, she didn't have to throw that one up there. She fired a quick one. Indians get the rebound. Barrier for a three. That's good. Orison had the rebound. 4 seconds to go. Steele picks up the pace. Drives to the three-point line. Forces up a shot that is no good. And the third quarter comes to an end with Russell leading 47-33, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision.
and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
I think one of the things to notice is we've had 8 free throws shot tonight. And it's just been, in spite of the fact that Russell has played a zone defense most of the night, it still has been a much more physical game than that.
It really has around the painted area. On drives to the basket, it's been very physical. And on rebounds, it's been very physical.
Maury County with the ball down by 14 to start this final quarter, seeing if they can mount any kind of a run. Dillon, Warner, over to Barrier, and there's Oney beyond the top of the key. Oney drives in, goes all the way to the basket, gets up, missed the shot, gets her on rebound, goes back up, gets knocked down again. Warner goes up, and we get a foul.
I tell you the one thing that the Russell team does, Dan, is when they body you up, they hit you low. You know, it's not like they're elevating on these rebounds, but they're hitting you low, and I think that's what the officials are missing.
Warner puts the free throw up and in. And Warner trying to cut the lead to 12.
Well, we kind of made that run at Russell with Shea Harris on the bench, and now she's back in the game.
Oh, my goodness, there was a foul and a walk underneath. They just kind of let it all go. They're letting a lot just go. It's like, let's get out of here. 47-34. Quinn out of the left corner for a three that's no good. But the rebound, Steele gets it back, turns, misses it, gets the rebound. Outside, a three good by Darnell.
Can't give them multiple shots at the basket there, Dan. That was, Montgomery County didn't get themselves out of the situation there.
That's back to 16. Inside, Harris puts it up and in. Finally got Harris for her first two. 14-point game. There's a long pass under the basket to Quinn. Outside, Darnell. Cross-court pass. They go down inside. Backing, turning in the lane, and flipping it up and in is Sanders, who has 7 points, but looked pretty comfortable there. 52-36. So Lady Indians unable to get defensive stops now that they've found an ability to score a little bit. Harris down inside. They triple her. Ball gets knocked away, but Barrier picks it up. Barrier, right side in the corner to Warner. Back outside, Dillon with the ball. Harris at a high post, back to Dillon. Allie drives in, goes up from 10 feet, left it short. Rebound picked up by Quinn out of the lane. Quinn will bring it down. Montgomery County is going to go man-to-man defensively. And only with 4 fouls is going to try to guard Steele. Steele's just going to stand out near the timeline and dribble time away. And I think they need to have to make a switch up there, probably put Barrier out on Steele. There's Steele driving in.
Oh, wow. And then they called that, and that's going to be it for Oney. I didn't like that foul. I thought you had two competitors there because they were talking to each other. And Oney did a great job of cutting Steele off, and the contact that happened at the end was nothing. It was absolutely nothing. The officials have allowed this to be.
Steele makes a free throw.
A situation that, and again, let's go back to the genesis. Montgomery County put themselves in the hole, but the officials have done a great job of making sure they don't get out of it.
He makes a pair of free throws. So the lead back to 18 now at 54-36. Barrier down. Dillon inside to Warner. Spins, weaves, Oh, she got fouled. Puts it up. No good. Nothing called. Darnell out of there with it for Russell. This is one game where if Coach Dustin and I got a technical, you'd understand it. Driving for the basket is Quinn, who missed it. Rebound is put up, no good. Player hits the deck.
Yeah, I think it was Sanders went down and hit her head. But I think Coach Hyde was trying to get a technical, but the official wouldn't give it to him because the official knew they had messed up when they called those double technicals.
Jerry King is going to have the ball. Fitzpatrick is going to come back into the game, replacing Sanders.
Coach
and
Hyde's
the trainer is checking with her.
Coach Hyde's still asking for it technically. He's letting his players know I'm in your defense.
Well, the Lady Indians have the ball now, so don't get it right now. And here's Dylan trying to drive into play. As he gets called for walking, got knocked to the floor.
Happy New Year, Dan.
Wow. I don't know. 4:50 to play. Steele driving right, goes inside, kicks it left corner. There is a three by Oborn, no good. Fitzpatrick walked badly, then misses the shot, and Fouch with the rebound. So back the other way. Ball gets knocked away and out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it as Harris went down the lane. 4:32 to play. It's an 18-point game. We're just kind of playing this one out, and at this point, you hope nobody gets hurt. Dylan will inbound the ball. Comes into Barrier, who drives toward the lane, and then Quinn blocked her shot. Quinn comes away with the ball. Quinn comes down.
Travels.
Off to Oborn, who sends it back out to Quinn. Pass underneath the basket to Fitzpatrick, out to Oborn. She drives through the lane, out to Darnell, who will back away now, and they'll just kind of hold the ball.
Yeah, they're playing smart basketball.
4:10 to go.
Yeah, clocks is their friend now. They just want to run the clock down now. You're truly earning your four-minute offense at this point in time if you're Russell.
Here's Steele going for the basket. Goes under, puts it in.
For Shane Steele!
And the lead is back to 20. Montgomery County had the lead down to 13 and had the ball at one time, but now the lead back to 20. Harris deep in the right corner. Long pass over to Fouch. Fouch dribbles down, gives to Barrier, who lost the ball out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Montgomery County.
But it was
Barrier couldn't believe it.
I know it went right directly off her hand. He said it was a 13-point lead until all H-E double hockey sticks broke out. We are playing the Devils, you know.
A little time out here while the player ties his shoelace. Here comes to Warner. Warner's going to drive toward the basket, spins left, goes under, lays it in.
Man,
what a play by
Warner. Isn't that a beautiful move? I mean, I've been seeing that young lady do it the last few years.
Only a freshman, too.
Man.
56-38. Steele. Just kill a little time, dribbling with the ball out front. Sends it down on the inside to Quinn. Back out front. Now Steele. Thought about a three, but not very hard. Dylan has picked her up. Almost lost a dribble. Dylan. She goes around Allie, goes inside. There's a foul on Fouch. Fouch gets personal foul number one. Steele's going to shoot a pair.
Don't we have some outstanding point guards on this end of the state right now? You talk about Shaylin Steele, Trinity Rowe, Kenley Woods. I mean, you've got some, got some just outstanding point guard, floor generals.
Steele makes a pair. Back to a 20-point lead, 58-38, with under three to play down the game. Dylan deep right side. She fires a long three. Good. Wow.
It's good to see Allie's hitting that shot, though. For
she's got 14.
Future.
58-41. Dylan's played with a lot more aggression here. I mean, she seems more into it. Darnell and Quinn out front. They're just running a little clock now. Little delay game looking for layups. Quinn moves in on the left side, hands it back to Darnell. Darnell, right corner to Sanders, who came back in the game. Glad to see her come back in. Kind of bumped her head earlier. Steele against Dillon. They come at her with a double team. They go down inside. Player in the lane for a long, long time that time. They don't even think about 3 seconds anymore, do they?
I can't believe they called that one. And I've seen at least four tonight.
Yeah, they call the offensive foul on Fitzpatrick. Denver County gets the ball with 2:01 to go. Barrier is going to dribble down across the timeline and take a timeout with 1:54 left in the game. It's a 17-point game. We'll be back.
That was just a substitute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hands it to Fouch. She drives the baseline. Angles in. Missed the shot. Gets her own rebound. A couple of walks in there. No call. Barrier outside. Missed a three. Rebound by Darnell. Steal by Montgomery County. They get it back. And Barrier drives through and flips it up and in off the glass. And we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County. I think that'll be their last. 58-43 with 1:25 left in the game.
I think Coach High is going to go and get the young players in here.
Yeah, we're going to get Alexis White and
Reagan
Parker in route. Dunn is coming in. Mays is coming in. And Orison. Minute 25 to go, so now Coach Lane, I think, is...
Yeah, she was late. She didn't see the substitutions by Montgomery County until after her window had passed.
Minute 18 to go. Steele being guarded by Reagan Mays. Steele sends it back out to Quinn, to Darnell. They could just pass the ball around for the next 70 seconds, and this game will be over. Steele to Darnell, to Quinn, to Steele. Steele drives in, back to Quinn. Quinn, long pass in the left corner.
Yes, this is like practice now.
Sanders. And now we get a timeout taken by Russell. 51 seconds to go. And, we'll be back in a half minute.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection?
It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Just 51 seconds to go, so now we have JV lineups in there for the two teams. Montgomery County defensively is in a zone, I believe. Russell goes down inside. His shot is put up no good. The miss by Fleming and the rebound taken by Dunn for the Lady Indians. Here's Mays over to Parker en route, and her three is no good. The rebound, battle for it, goes out of bounds. We get a whistle and a foul.
Fouls on Russell, number 20, Ava Howard.
Ava Howard, a eighth grader, is in there. Fouls another eighth grader in Reagan Mays. Mays' free throw is up and good.
Put it in the books.
58-44. 24 seconds to go. Mays misses this one. Rebounded by Fleming. Bring it across the timeline for the Lady Devils. They get it in the left corner, and a three is up and good. Knocking it down over there was Bethany Allen to make it 61-44. Here's Orison for three for Montgomery County. Left it short. Rebounded by Mays, and this game is over. The Lady Devils, 61, Montgomery County, 44. Your final tonight. Russell goes to 9-3. Montgomery County falls to 10-4. And we will be back and recap it for you coming up in a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Ivan, the final score is 61-44. Russell broke on top 7-0. Montgomery County was never in the game.
No. It was over. It was spoken for early on. I mean, again, and I don't know what it has to be, just kind of getting through what, you know, can be a long couple of weeks when you talk about the holiday break, the tournament games, being on the road the way they were last week and you know, coming back and then making this road trip up here. It, you know, all of that sometimes can distract you and kind of put you in a certain way, but, you know, just to see them come out as flat as they were against a good team, it was obvious that Russell, who went 2-2 in the same tournament last week that Montgomery County was in, they came out ready to play. You know, they came out ready to set an expectation in this ball game. And give them credit. I mean, they followed their leader, you know, to begin with. And then once they got out to that good setting, it was easy for players to make play. This was an early energy game that Russell won. And then they continued to pile it on. And this Montgomery County team that just looked a little bit disinterested at times, but I will commend the Lady Indians on making that run to get it down to 13 points and then a pivotal point in that ball game when, you know, what happened? You know, it was a no call, was it a wrong call, whatever it may have been, it happened. And, you know, it was just tough because, you know, not having Savannah Jarvis tonight, you knew it was going to be tough on the glass for the Lady Indians, in which it was for a good portion of this game. And then having Shea Harris in early foul trouble, and you take her out of the equation, you become really, really small on this Montgomery County team. So, you know, I know it's frustrating as Coach High he is and was during this game, I think he had to be pleased with that effort and to get back in the ballgame.
Individual scoring real quick as Coach High heads our way. Steele had 21 and 15 for Darnell, 9 for Quinn, 7 for Sanders. Oborne had 4, 3 for Allen, and 2 points for Oborne. Their total of 61. You had Dillon and Barrier with 14 each for Montgomery County, 9 for Bailey Warner, 4 for Oney before she fouled out, 2 apiece for Shea Harris and Sophie Fouch, 1 point for Reagan Mays. Coach Dustin I is with us now. Dustin, I don't even know where to begin. I guess I begin by saying this had to be a very frustrating night for you.
It was, and despite any other factors, I thought we came out flat and we came out looking sideline to sideline and not downhill toward the basket the way we wanted to attack their three-quarter court zone pressure. And we started on our heels, and it took us until about the third quarter to finally start getting in gaps and attacking some of that pressure.
We've talked about making all players take a statistics course, and this team's only shooting 22% from the three-point line, and two of 11 in the first half.
Yeah,
and three-point line.
Well, and that's three of the timeouts in the first half. We're talking about getting downhill and getting into gaps and attacking the basket and putting pressure on the defense and the officials. And we didn't do a very good job of that in the first half. And I really thought when we kind of got a little bit going there in the second half, it was because that we were starting to get into some gaps and get downhill and picked it up energy on the defensive end and started attacking gaps, and we got to start into the gaps. We can't try to avoid and try to play around the perimeter of those zone defenses. And we started around the edges and we finished, I thought, to the basket.
Yeah. How much difference does a player like Jarvis being out of this game mean to you?
Well, I mean, in a game like this, when you got that kind of foul trouble, depth is where I would start. And I tell you, another big thing, she is a large target in the middle of that zone pressure too. And through the first half of the season, we've gotten kind of accustomed to flipping it up to her in the middle and really releasing a lot of that pressure on top of those three-quarter court, full-court zone pressures. And she's done a good job of handling it in the middle and passing out of it and attacking when she's had space. Shay got some opportunities there today, and that was one of the things that we talked about at halftime. Shay got a couple catches in there, and she was feeling pressure, but the pressure was coming from midcourt, and there wasn't anything behind her, but we weren't being aggressive on the catch and turning to look at the basket. We were feeling the pressure and looking to get rid of it, and where we were trying to get rid of it is where the rotations were coming from instead of going toward the basket and getting away from them.
A smart team, no question about it. This Russell team, they play the game, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and they've got two extremely good players, and I mean, Steele, I don't think there's any question that Steele's one of the top players in the state, and she's going to play Power 5 next year, and she doesn't get up or down. She doesn't speed up. She doesn't get frustrated. From an outsider's perspective, I enjoy watching her play.
From trailing 40-14, you got back to within 43-30.
Yeah.
I mean, you did right the ship a little bit, but unable to sustain it down the stretch.
Yeah, and I thought a lot of that was the defensive intensity. We got a little fire in us. We got a little spark, and I mean, we can point fingers and we can talk about all the other factors surrounding the game. But at the end of the day, we didn't do what we needed to do coming out of the gate to not dig a 26-point hole. I mean, you can't. That's a good team, and they're going to win real games, and they got a shot to win this region and play at the state tournament. You're not winning those games by digging holes the way that we dug them tonight.
You got within 43-30, and there's a play under the basket where Fouch gets fouled. The officials blow the whistle. You have a player who steps in, Reagan Oney, and just really kind of defending her teammate a little bit. We end up with technical fouls. The end result is you get nothing out of that.
The frustrating part for me for that exchange is there was clearly an elbow thrown that caught Sophie in the face. There was a second whistle identifying that play, and then there was a third whistle for the technicals. And when they got together, we pretended like the middle whistle didn't happen. Yeah. It was apparent that they got the double technicals way after ever the dust had settled. The middle whistle, just like it didn't exist. And everybody just kind of shrugged it off. And to me, it was the heat of the moment. I'll watch it back on film, but I thought it was an ejectable play in the moment. Dead ball, clear intent, connected above the shoulders, and we just played off.
Now you have a little bit of practice time, but coming up on Saturday night, you got a big game, Clark County in Winchester. Obviously, the Cardinals are, again, the team to beat here in the 10th region.
They're the team to beat in the state, in my opinion. I mean, we can call it what it is, and that was part of the conversation in the locker room. If we come out sleepwalking for 8 minutes like we did tonight, Saturday night, it'll be 30 before we look up instead of 15 to 20 like it was tonight. But we've got to find a way to get out of the gate to start the game better than what we showed tonight. And how we're going to do that, what I need to do to figure that out, that's got to be the conversation, and I'm going to talk to our seniors and try to have those conversations and see what we need to do differently to avoid starting a game like we did tonight.
Shay Steele, quite a player.
She is. She's great.
Tough to defend a team when they have a player like her, and the players play well around her.
Yeah, I think that she is a underrated passer, which any kind of rotations that you send at her, she's going, more times than not, she's going to make the right play, and there's not a spot on the floor that she can't get the ball to. There's a lot of times where you can get maybe a smaller guard and pressure them, and maybe they can't see the opposite corner, or they can't see the skip or something like that, but the whole court is in play, and when that's the case and you've got a player of her caliber, it really puts a lot of pressure on you, and there's not a whole lot you can do but give one shot and rebound it and hope for the best.
Couple more quick things. Allie Dillon, 14 points tonight. She and Barrier had 14 apiece. Dillon hit four threes. She looks like she's starting to really feel comfortable, now that she's back.
She's getting there, and I'm proud of her. And I was really concerned about the trip to Bowling Green. Not for her, and just four consecutive games. Just not knowing what that soreness would look like or what that fatigue would look like. And I thought throughout the week that she got stronger as the week went on. And that was a good sign. And hopefully we can keep that momentum with her and hopefully get Savannah back healthy and get Sophie back on two legs and just quit this avalanche of injuries that we've faced to start this season and get it together to get, put together a run down the stretch.
Okay. Well, Dustin, good luck coming up on Saturday at Clark County, and thanks for coming up. We're going to let you get on the road because it's a school night and a long trip home. But, again, keep up the good work because I know you're working hard with this team. And they're, along with the things that don't look so good, like that three-point shooting, there are other things that are looking good. And, hey, maybe those three-point shots start falling. This should be a good three-point shooting team, I think.
It is, and I believe it will be. And I think the key to that is starting aggressive and working our way out instead of starting out and trying to work our way in.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank
Coach Dustin High, our guest here. And we're going to come back and have a few final comments after we step out 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your official Montgomery County Indian Station, WMST Mount Sterling.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicated to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Individual scoring real quick. Steele had 21-15 for Darnell, 9 for Quinn. Sanders was 7. 4 points for Fitzpatrick and 3 for Allen, 2 points for Holborn. For Montgomery County, 14 apiece for Barrier and Dillon, 9 for Warner, 4 points for Reaganoni before she fouled out, 2 points for Shea Harris, Fouch with 2, and 1 for Reagan Mays in the game tonight. Lady Indians, 32% from the field, 16 of 50, 33%. From the three-point line, 6 of 18, 6 of 8 from the stripe. Russell made 22 of 49, so they shoot 46% from the field, 40% from the three-point line on 10 of 25, 7 of 8 from the stripe. They out-rebound Montgomery County, 33 to 28. Turnovers, 12 on the Lady Indians, 8 on the Lady Devils, who go to 9 and 3. Montgomery County at 10 and 4 as they head to Clark County on Saturday night. Of course, we'll have that game for you here on 1150 and 106.9 FM. That'll do it for us tonight. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Ivan Rawls on color. Ivan, just a tough night from the get-go. You knew At 7-0, you didn't have a good feeling, did you?
No, and I knew this was going to be a challenge coming on the road, playing a really quality team with an outstanding player. You know, I just wanted to see how Montgomery County would come out because, like I said, we talked about these four games that they had ahead of them between tonight and when they play GRC for the second time within a week and a half span. This Montgomery County team is about ready to see a lot, Dan. Like I said, from Shea Steele tonight to going to get a chance to go against Sierra Byers to Leah Macy to Sierra Byers again. You're getting ready to see three of what I consider the top six or seven players in the state, you know, including tonight, and two of them are the top 30 in the nation. When you're talking about Sierra Byers and Leah Macy. So you got to be ready to come and play. There is no, you know, just thinking that you're just going to come out and show up and everything's going to be all right. I'm really interested in seeing how these next few games go.
All right, on Saturday night, we're planning on having both games for you. The girls from Winchester, and we may pick that game up with our Winchester guys, and then the boys are going to be playing. Against Frederick Douglass at the MCHS Arena on Saturday night. Plans look like we'll probably have both those games for you, but stay tuned. We'll update you as we go through the week. But for now, from the Marvin Meredith Gymnasium here at Russell High School, for Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us. It was Russell 61, Montgomery County 44. Good night, everybody.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.